The US and India try to deepen economic ties as Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's charm offensive around Asia continues.
The US-India trade relationship, which reached nearly $115 billion last year, touches many parts of the lives of both of our citizens.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Rob Young. Good morning. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in India meeting the country's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Tillerson says he wants to strengthen cooperation with India, but there are still some disagreements. The BBC's Davina Gupta is in Delhi.
It is expected that from the current $115 billion bilateral trade from the Indian side, they have already pitched that the trade should go up to about $500 billion between India and the US. And it won't be without a bargain, because what India wants is H-1B visa fees reduction. We've seen protectionist environment in the US that could hurt trade talks going forward. But as of now, it's a give-and-take relationship.
You mentioned that controversial issue of the H-1B skilled worker visas, which Donald Trump's administration has been clamping down on. A lot of Indian workers are in, particularly tech companies in America, on those visas. So India is standing up then to America on some issues.
India is very certain that it won't budge as far as the Indian interests are concerned. We've also seen Rex Tillerson refer to Indian companies' contribution in the US. It currently stands at about $12 billion. And hopefully there could be a positive move forward from here. But as far as India is concerned, they're very firm on their stand that Indian interest needs to be protected as well.
The BBC's Davina Gupta in Delhi. Right, let's do the numbers. India's benchmark stock index rose 489 points, or 1.5%, with Tillerson's visit underway. London's FTSE 100 index is down 30 points, or 0.4%, after economic growth data was released an hour ago. We'll tell you more on that a bit later on. Now, here in the UK, Appleby is not your neighbourhood bar and grill. It's a law firm specialising in offshore accounts. Late last night, the firm admitted it had suffered a hack last year. News reports out today suggest the stolen information could include details on some of Britain's wealthiest citizens. The BBC's Philip Hampshire has more.
In an online post, Appleby said it has thoroughly investigated allegations and has found no evidence of wrongdoing either by itself or its clients. Appleby said it's disappointed media reports may include illegally obtained information about clients and reinforce that it believes the allegations are unfounded. The leak comes just shy of 2 years after the release of the Panama Papers. The leak revealed the ways that rich clients took advantage of offshore tax havens and led to the resignation of Iceland's Prime Minister. In London, I'm the BBC's Philip Hampshire for Marketplace.
Britain's economy grew by 0.4% between July and September, slightly better than expected. Here in the UK, we measure growth on a three-month basis, which means economic growth for 2017 is on track to be around 1.2%. That makes the UK one of the slowest-growing advanced nations. So how much of that is down to Brexit? The BBC's Victoria Craig has been talking to some small businesses in London.
Some of this stuff here you've got, this is UK.
And here we've got some products going out. This one's going to Angers in France.
Steve Congrave is the e-commerce manager at Hello Baby, an online shopping hub for children's goods.
A range of products here. We have Kiddy, which have come in from the UK. We have some Joy. And we have a supply of Le Toy Van, which is a very, very popular wooden product that we sell.
Hello Baby's 4,000-square-foot warehouse is tucked 25 miles outside central London, but the company's reach goes well beyond its UK borders. Trevor Ginn is the founder.
About 55% of our sales are international, so we sell on places like eBay and Amazon in the UK, but also on the different sites throughout the world.
Ginn says his company could make even more from international sales, but with divorce talks between the UK and the European Union at a near standstill, the business outlook is extremely uncertain.
All the stuff is made in China, so the pound loses value, our costs go up, and our sales went down because our prices went up. We had a very, very bad time earlier this year when the prices all went up after Brexit.
But it's not all bad news. Small to mid-size e-commerce companies like Hello Baby, who trade on sites including Amazon and eBay, contributed £11 billion to UK exports last year. And as Jeremy Cook, chief economist at currency exchange firm World First, explains, forecasts show that could reach more than £21 billion by 2020.
There's fears over consumption here in the UK, just about how much money consumers have to spend. So why not go to a country where people are still willing to spend?
Back at Hello Baby's warehouse, orders are being packaged, labels printed, and boxes sorted to their destinations. For Trevor Ginn, the opportunity to move into other markets provides an insurance policy.
You know, it's always a case of diversifying and trying to build up some buffers in case things go wrong.
In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Finally, Harvard Business Review has unveiled its annual list of the world's best-performing chief executives. Pablo Isla of the Spanish company Inditex, which owns the clothes retailer Zara, took the top spot. He says the secret to the success of his fast fashion business is not necessarily about speed. Intriguing. Well, you can help us climb the rankings of the podcast charts, that is, by listening to us wherever you get your podcasts. In London, I'm Rob Young with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.